Dentistry Center at 13 Mile and Telegraph. Your smile deserves a call to 248-594-9592 or click AdvancedDentistryCenter.com.
This is full-time Catholic radio for Southeast Michigan, 990 WDEO, Ypsilanti, Detroit, or on the internet at WDEO.net.
It's Tuesday morning. It is September 14th, 2010. You're listening to Catholic Connection, Ave Maria Radio, WDEO, AM 990, of course, and Ypsi in Arbor, Detroit. WMAX in Saginaw, Bay City, and Midland, and also we're heard through Berger Broadcasting in parts of northern Lower Michigan, and WDEO-FM in Naples. Hope you're having a blessed and a beautiful Tuesday morning. Talk about beautiful. Yesterday was a stellar day, and yes, even though it was a little bit cooler than my normal, like 85, 90 degrees, it was gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. No humidity, lots of sun, a few poofy clouds here and there, and thanks be to God, a great day. We're going to have some nice weather in our area, but it is going to be rainy and chilly up north. We'll give you the full forecast in just a sec. First, I want to tell you about the program. Our very own Kara Coulter is going to be joining us. Of course, she's our little theater star, and she has a local production that she's involved with. She wants to tell us about a very fun thing. We're very proud of her. She has a beautiful singing voice, and it's nice to see all those with those kinds of talents giving to the community like this. I think this is, must be a lot of fun for someone like Kara, who really is a gifted performer. She's a gifted singer. She works in the choir, and she helps out the young people, and it's nice to see her putting all those great things into practice. I've always thought about doing something dance-related because I love to dance so much, but I just have not had the time to do that. That really is a dream of mine, to somehow incorporate dance, maybe to take some more dance lessons as I did in high school and college. But I don't know. It's just something, a lot of fun. If you like to do something, if God's given you a gift, you should try to enjoy it and share it with other people in some way, shape, or form. Steve Ray is going to be back on with us at the bottom of the hour because there's a big Call to Holiness dinner that's coming up very, very soon. And they're hoping to raise money and raise awareness for the big Call to Holiness conference, which is coming up next year. And we'll also talk about something that's going to be happening around the same time, which is certainly not nearly as edifying as Called Holiness. And that's an understatement, so to speak. But we'll talk about that with Steve when he joins us at the bottom of the hour. Pilgrim's Perspective, Father Eamon Kelly, who's with the Notre Dame Center in Jerusalem, with some exciting news. I don't know if you heard about this or not. It made headlines earlier this year. They discovered a major synagogue in the town of Magdala along the seashore of the northern Lake of Galilee. Mm-hmm. And we actually drove by it. When the driver picked me up at the airport to take me to the hotel, we drove by it. He pointed it out. But they're not allowing tourists to go through it yet because it's still an excavation or an archaeological dig site. But it's fascinating. And there's so much information about this site because there's a synagogue there. And they believe, as Father Eamon Kelly will tell us, they believe that there is a good 80 to 90% chance that Jesus spent some time there. And what they're doing now is the folks that are running the Notre Dame Center, the Legionnaires, are working on this center that they're going to be building. They should be breaking ground fairly soon. They're going to be building this new pilgrim center, a hotel, a conference center, a retreat center, right there on the shores of the Sea of Galilee. And this will be built around this whole archaeological site, which will be pretty incredible. So Father Kelly will be joining us. I taped a very lengthy interview with him when I was there at the Notre Dame Center the last night of my trip. Unfortunately, we can't play the whole thing for you, but we're going to give you some significant chunks of this to give you an idea of what's there. And I'm hoping the next time, God willing, Steve and I go back to Israel, we'll be able to actually walk through that excavation site. Pretty exciting news. And then we're going to wrap up a Tuesday morning edition of Catholic Connection with the Bible's best love stories. Author Alan Wright is going to be joining us on a Tuesday. And, of course, if you have any questions for any of our guests, 877-573-7825. Again, that's toll-free, 877-573-7825. Also want to remind you of the big fall membership drive, which starts in less than a week at the Ave Maria Studios in Ann Arbor, Michigan, here at Domino's Farms. If you'd like more information, you may call the station. The main number you can ask for Tom Lowy is 734-930-5200. And Tom will get you set up if you want to volunteer or just come by and say hello. We'll give you the times. We hit the airwaves at 7 a.m. Monday morning. Al Crestian and Tom Lowy starting off the membership drive as they normally do. So we ask you to keep us in your prayers and also, as Mother Angelica says, also always keep us between your gas and your electric bill. The big fall membership drive coming up Monday the 20th through Friday the 24th. of September, and that is next week. Let's take a look at our forecast. First, for parts of northern lower Michigan, they're telling us it's going to be a cool day up there. Cloudy skies and a high of 63. Tomorrow, pretty nice, but very cool, mostly sunny, a high of 61. Thursday, you could get some rain and then cloudy with the high near 61. Friday, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy, a tad bit warmer with a high of 64. For southeastern Michigan, very nice today. Sunny skies, a high near 73. More sunshine, but cooler temps tomorrow. Sunny and a high near 69. On Thursday, some rain and a possible thunderstorm. Then cloudy with a high near 62. And nicer on Friday, a little bit warmer as well. Partly sunny as we head into the weekend with a high near 69. Right now, it's about 54 in southeastern Michigan and 50 in northern lower Michigan, if you're listening on Berriger Broadcasting. You are listening, by the way, to Ave Maria Radio, where it is 8:05 on a Tuesday. Taking a look at our traffic for the Metro Detroit area, we have some problems out there on the roads, a few accidents to tell you about. 696 eastbound, this is after Van Dyke, we have an accident there. Again, 696 eastbound, right after Van Dyke, an accident. Also, we have a problem, M14 eastbound between Curtis and M153 or Ford Road. There's an accident there, the right lane is blocked. 696 between Gratiot and I-94, this is both eastbound and westbound. You have road construction slowing things down. And 696 eastbound right at I-94, the on-ramp there is closed, so remember that if you're heading east, because that could cause a delay or a different direction for you. Greenfield Road at 696, you have construction there. Also, Baldwin Road at I-75 northbound, you've got construction slowing things down there. And then Lapeer Road between I-75 and Brown, construction there as well. On a Tuesday, you're listening to Ave Maria Radio, Teresa Tomio, Catholic Connection. Let's check your news on a Tuesday, September 14th, 2010. Well, during his papal trip to the United Kingdom this week, the Holy Father will launch a sports foundation in honor of the late John Paul II. That's according to a report on EWTNnews.com. The Bishops' Conference of England and Wales making the announcement yesterday that on September 16th, the Holy Father will launch a sports legacy in honor of John Paul II at St. Mary's University College. The conference noting that 32 children who have excelled at sports in the UK have been selected from the state, independent, and special needs schools to participate with the Holy Father. The launch will take place during a school assembly that will be broadcast live to over 800,000 students across England, Scotland, and Wales. A man associated with the imam behind the planned mosque two blocks from Ground Zero says the attacks on the Twin Towers were a, quote, inside job. Faiz Khan was Imam Faisal Abdul Rauf's partner for several years in the American Society for the Advancement of Muslims. The two are major players in the $100 million project planned near the former site of the Twin Towers. A New York Post reporting that Khan asserted during an email exchange with the paper that the towers could not have come down without controlled demolition from the inside. Meanwhile, according to reports on Fox News, the imam leading the effort to build the mosque near Ground Zero says there's a misperception that the proposed site is sacred ground. All right, how much more can this man do to offend the American people? This is what I just don't understand this. Everybody's talking about tolerance, tolerance, tolerance. What about tolerating and being sensitive to the families of the victims and the people in that area who are directly affected? Rove said Monday that the location where the center will be built, two blocks from the World Trade Center, has a strip joint and Benny parlors nearby. He says it's absolutely disingenuous to suggest that it's hollow ground. Speaking before the Council on Foreign Relations, he also said that a resolution to the raging debate over its location is being examined. You know that he also said, I think it was yesterday or Sunday, that those who are against the mosque are the radicals in religion. I don't know about you, but I'm getting sick and tired of those who don't agree with us. Every time we say something, we're the radicals and we're the extremists. You disagree with them, and you're an extremist. Spare me, and I don't mean bullying. Moving right along, Sears has pulled T-shirts depicting the Twin Towers with the word gotcha emblazoned across the building. Images from stores across the nation. And now these images apparently were on these T-shirts. I don't get this. Customers in Kansas City, Missouri brought the shirts to the retailer's attention. Gotcha is the brand name of the apparel company responsible for the shirts, but many people, and you could understand why, found the design disturbing. State of Oklahoma is preparing to erect the Ten Commandments monument on Capitol grounds. Baptist Press says the move comes 7 years after the nation watched Alabama remove the same sort of monument following a federal court order. The Oklahoma monument will use identical wording and design to the one on the Texas State Capitol grounds. In other news this morning, primary elections are set today for seven states and Washington, D.C. and New York, voters deciding a number of key races this primary day. As Jennifer Pulsoni reports, the GOP candidates are in a tight race, but they still trail a Democratic gubernatorial candidate there.
The Republican primary for governor pins Buffalo real estate developer Carl Palladino.
We're going to win with a mandate.
Against former Congressman Rick Lazio.
To execute and actually solve problems. And that's what I bring to this.
Recent polls also showing Nassau DA Kathleen Rice among the top contenders in the Democratic primary for state AG.
Not an Albany, a career Albany politician.
Along with state senator Eric Schneiderman.
I can't counsel my opponents as to how they should spend their resources.
Embattled Congressman Charlie Rangel also facing a challenge from Adam Clayton Powell, whose father lost to the Harlem Democrats some 40 years ago. Jennifer Pulsoni, New York.
Two hurricanes are now in the Atlantic Ocean. Hurricane Igor has weakened a bit, but is still a major Category 4 storm. Also, Tropical Storm Julia has become the fifth hurricane of the 2010 Atlantic hurricane season. Meteorologist Chad Merrill says Igor has weakened with maximum sustained winds at 135 miles an hour. It's still a powerful storm and will remain a major hurricane as it moves more to the northwest today into the remainder of the week.
Other than producing large swells today for the Leeward Islands and tonight and Wednesday for the Caribbean, it will only affect shipping interest this week.
Igor is about 750 miles east of the northern Leeward Islands, but Merrill says forecast models show Igor likely getting closer to Bermuda this weekend, weakening to a Category 2 storm as it approaches. The utility company Pacific Gas and Electric establishing a relief fund of up to $100 million in the wake of last week's deadly gas explosion in San Bruno, California. PG&E CEO Peter Darby says the fund's overall goal is to help residents impacted by the massive blast rebuild their lives as well as their city.
This has been a tremendous disaster. We want the people here to know that we're doing everything we can. So last night, the board of our company made a decision to establish a very substantial relief fund.
He said the funds will be available by the end of this week for up to $50,000 per household to help people meet their day-to-day needs without requiring them to complete forms. Monies from the relief fund also be used to help those affected by the explosion pay for what insurance may not cover and to help the city of San Bruno rebuild streets and parks that the explosion destroyed. Kenneth Feinberg, the man who has the key role in doling out the $20 billion that BP has set aside for those harmed by the massive oil spill in the Gulf, met with a lot of angry Louisiana residents yesterday who feel they have not been compensated fairly.
The $20 billion man, with no answers that can explain why we can't get the rest of our money.
Some people are getting thousands of dollars, but these people who are the backbone of our company are getting paid $200, $300, $500.
The town hall type meeting took place at the Terrebonne Civic Center. Feinberg confessed that he's been unable to meet his 48-hour turnaround time for paying properly documented claims. He says he's partly to blame and he'll deal with it, but noted that the $150 million in claims had been paid over the past 3 weeks. Researchers at Iowa State University looking into new ways to figure out if kids are predisposed for obesity before they're overweight.
We were asked by the American Dietetic Association to look at the physical activity research as well as inactivity research. So we were looking at screen time, you know, TV, video game use, computer use, those types of things.
Professor Michelle Immel says they created a tool to screen children looking at factors such as if, as she explained, the child has a television in his or her room, how often the child eats breakfast, and how many meals the family eats together, as well as use of using food as a reward. And she also said the study started 5 years ago with a class of first graders, and they'll be doing a follow-up now that those kids are in sixth grade. She added, after 1 year, their model was showing it worked to predict obesity in the children. And a new study shows a disturbing trend in the kinds of injuries that children who play basketball can sustain. While ankle and knee injuries are most commonly reported from 1997 to 2007, basketball-related traumatic brain injuries in kids jumped 70%. Cleveland Clinic Sports sports health expert. Dr. Susan Joy says preventing those injuries requires a better understanding of the factors behind them. Data from the National Electronic Injury Surveillance System shows girls who play basketball are more likely to suffer brain and knee injuries from the sport. Boys more prone to cuts, fractures, and dislocations. It's a Tuesday morning edition of Catholic Connection. You're listening to Ave Maria Radio. My name is Teresa Tomeo. It's almost 8:15. Coming up on our program today, Kara Coulter, starring in Kiss Me, Kate. Brushing up on your Shakespeare. Steve Ray joining us at the bottom of the hour. Pilgrim's Perspective on a Tuesday morning in the National Hour at about 9:10 or 9:12. Taking a look at some fascinating discoveries, archaeology-wise, along the northern shores of the Sea of Galilee. A fascinating synagogue and town discovered in the area of Magdala, the home, yes, of St. Mary Magdalene. And we wrap up a Tuesday morning edition of a program on Ave Maria Radio with Alan Wright on the Bible's best love stories, which sounds very, very interesting indeed. If you're looking for the forecast in the Detroit area today, it's going to be very, very nice, a beautiful day. We are still in summer. Don't forget that. Doesn't end until, actually, let's see, my calendar says autumn begins next Thursday. So we're still in summer, even though I closed my pool yesterday. So depressing. All right, I'm okay. Got that off my chest. Sunny skies in the Detroit area, 73. Mostly sunny tomorrow, high of 69. Thursday could get some rain and some more clouds, a little bit cooler, high of 62. And on Friday, nice again, sunny and a high near 70. For northern lower Michigan, you have a chance of showers after 8 a.m., then clouds moving in, a high of 63. Sunshine tomorrow, but cool, a high near 61. Thursday, rain and cloudy, a high near 61. Chance of showers on Friday. If you're listening on Berger Broadcasting, and mostly cloudy with a high near 64. We'll be right back with a little culture for you and Kara Coulter in studio on Ave Maria Radio. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Pete Bagusinski, CEO of Catholic Parishes Federal Credit Union, and I'm here with Rob Greck from Michigan Catholic Credit Union. And we'd like to tell you how you can save money when financing a car loan.
That's right, Pete. Credit unions are leading the way in financing, and that's good for our members and good for our economy. Together, our two credit unions have helped thousands of Catholics save money on their car loans. We offer great service, and our annual percentage rate is as low as 3.99%.
If you have already financed someplace else, chances are we can put money back in your pocket when you refinance with us.
Isn't it time you joined a Catholic credit union? We support Catholic parishes, Catholic schools, and Catholic organizations. Does your bank do that for you? For more information, call Michigan Catholic Credit Union at 866-669-6228.
Or Catholic Parishes Federal Credit Union at 734-432-0212. Because if you're Catholic, it's where you belong.
NCUA insured and an equal housing lender.
Weingarts! Weingarts! Everything from lawn to snow!
Stop by Weingarts during our back-to-school sale and check out our massive inventory of outdoor equipment, from walk-behind mowers, lawn and garden tractors, and zero-turn riders to chainsaws, generators, and snowblowers. Weingarts has it all on sale now. From the quality brands you trust, like John Deere, Cub Cadet, Steel, Exmark, Honda, Toro, and Kubota, just to name a few. You'll find all the brands and models at Weingarts, so our experts can help you select the best product to fit your needs. And we provide world-class service and parts support to keep your equipment running at its best.
At Weingarts.
Now through September 25th, Weingarts is offering free professional setup on all products and free delivery on purchases over $999. View all of the back-to-school deals at Weingarts.com. When you're ready to get it done, stop by our locations in Utica, Farmington Hills, Cedar Springs, and Clarkston.
Weingarts. Weingarts. Everything from lawn to snow.
Welcome back, Catholic Connection. Just about 8:17 on a Tuesday morning, beautiful morning out there in southeastern Michigan. And this sounds like a lot of fun. It's always fun when we get to talk about really cool events locally. And, of course, this one is involving our very own Kara Coulter Cardella. Brush up your Shakespeare with Kiss Me, Kate, the Cole Porter's classic musical coming to a theater near us very, very soon. On the phone with me, of course, is Kara Coulter and also the director, Barbara Bloom. Good morning to both of you ladies.
Good morning,
Teresa. Good morning, Teresa.
Well, Barbara, first of all, give us the rundown on the show. How's it going? You know you had a late dress rehearsal last night. But when does the whole big show get underway?
We open Friday night, the 17th, at 8 o'clock at the fabulous Village Theater in Canton.
Now, Kara, what role do you have? Are you the main character?
No. I'm Hattie. And my character is kind of, she's kind of the servant to the lead.
Mm-hmm.
And the storyline is it's a play within a play. So there are these, it's a kind of like a backstage view of what goes on when a group of people are putting on the Taming of the Shrew. And the two leads, though, are played by a divorced couple. So, you know, there's a lot of drama that goes on backstage when a divorced couple are that in that intimate of a setting. So sparks fly sometimes for anger sparks and sometimes passionate sparks. So things turn out all for the best, of course, but we don't want to give it too much away. And my character is the dresser. Like, I'm the servant to the main character. And I do sing the beginning song. So I'm actually the very first person who sings. I sing Another Opening, Another Show.
Oh, I remember that. I'm trying to. We know some of those songs, don't we, Barbara? Wouldn't they be more familiar to us?
You will be surprised. This show is so great in the fact that, obviously, it's Cole Porter. Can't mm-hmm. get any better than that. And the songs are just a wide spectrum of different styles. For example, Hattie gets to sing Another Opening, Another Show, which a lot of people use. Great, great opener for any kind of event.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have songs that sound very much like grand opera.
Mm-hmm.
You have sounds that are songs that are vaudeville in character, brush up your Shakespeare, for example. And then you've got some real jazzy numbers, Too Darn Hot. So a lot of things, and it's one of those shows where you go, oh, I didn't know that song was in this show, or, gee, mm-hmm. Cole Porter wrote that one, too. You know, it's that kind of a thing.
So people would recognize some of the music, and it's a lot of fun. Now, Kara, is this for families with kids of young ages, or you recommend this for, let's say, older kids, maybe teens?
Well, I would just let the parents know that there's a couple coarse languages and just very mild innuendo in, like, two songs. That's about it. So use your judgment, but most likely everyone's going to enjoy it.
Barbara, let's talk about this being based on the Taming of the Shrew. Let's talk about the whole idea behind this and kind of the whole storyline of this.
Right, yes. As Kara mentioned, it is a play within a play, and it's a very mild dose of the Taming of the Shrew for audiences. But what it does is it's a parallel. The Taming of the Shrew on stage, and this particular acting company is trying it out in Baltimore on a very, very hot summer night. And the backstage story emulates the story of the shrew. So you've got the diva, if you will, in the shrew character, and she plays the same part. And Petruchio, who, as Kara mentioned, was her husband. They're now divorced, but they're now, you know, think they can overcome that, and they're on stage together. However, there's still a lot of love there, so it's very tempestuous.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that back-and-forth thing. You see that the parallels going back and forth. So you do get the shrew, but in very mild doses.
Now, we remember the movie The Taming of the Shrew with this Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton, correct?
Oh, yeah, fabulous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
fabulous. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so most people understand the storyline. In terms of the difficulty of doing a show within a show, and any particular challenges, Barbara, with something like this?
A lot of it is the Shakespeare. And we have, I'm sorry, Mr. Shakespeare, but we did cut some things because, you know, Shakespeare does have a tendency to ramble, and we don't want to lose our audience. We want to keep it light, and we want to keep the story moving forward. So that is a big challenge, and I think our actors found that, to play the Shakespeare. However, you know, Shakespeare is once you understand what mm-hmm. he's saying and how he's saying it, it becomes very natural.
Mm-hmm. And
so
viewing,
that part of it's kind of fun.
I think viewing Shakespeare also helps a lot to make it more understandable.
Viewing Shakespeare,
right.
And what do you mean in terms of seeing other, going to see other works?
The
companies are very broad, and as Kara mentioned, they're slightly bawdy. And this was Shakespeare.
Yeah.
If you remember another movie, Shakespeare in Love,
mm-hmm.
which
mm-hmm.
was quite popular a few years ago.
Right, with Gwyneth Paltrow. And, yeah, mm-hmm, yeah.
Right, it shows that bawdy side mm-hmm. of Shakespeare. Shakespeare, which obviously The Shrew has a lot of as well.
Actually, it's funny because Shakespeare was written for the common person, and nowadays we're like, we can't understand it, you know? Yeah. It's funny that you bring that up because that it was more of a body, more what we would think of as low-class kind of vaudeville today. That's what he was at the time, and now he's kind of revered as this, you know, wordsmith, so...
Yeah. Well, let's talk about really, Kara, I know that you're big into this, is having people exposed to theater, and Barbara, feel free to jump in anywhere. It's so important because I remember when I went to Catholic grade school, the teachers were very good, especially my English teachers, in introducing us to a lot of the classics. I mean, we read a lot of really good authors and playwrights and whatnot, and that started when I was in grade school, and I was always interested, especially in poetry and some of the great writers. And I think the same goes for theater, where we should be getting back to that, mm-hmm. don't you think?
I do, especially in a time where if you turn on the TV, if you listen to the news, everything is negative. Everything is, especially in Southeast Michigan, it seems to be very
depressing.
The news is very depressing, yes. And so these are opportunities for the people in the play. It's an opportunity to work because this is hard work. We are putting forth our talent and stretching ourselves in ways that we're not used to. We could sit at home and watch the depressing news, but instead, Barbara and I are out till 11:30 at night painting and dancing and singing and making very quick costume changes. And some people, I was sewing a hook and eye on the other night on someone else's dress and just to make sure it got done. Things like that. Like, we are really, we are being stretched to do that. And then that sacrifice that we're making allows the people who come see the show to really enjoy it, because we're putting so much effort into it that it's going to be a wonderful production. And so the people who are maybe living through that, oh man, if I have to turn the TV on one more time and see the stocks fall or something, I'm just going to chuck it out the window. Instead, come see something a little bit more enjoyable. Come out, take the family. It can be, a lot of people couldn't take a vacation this year because, you know, they couldn't afford to take the whole family out. We'll take the whole family out to a play. It's one night. It'll cheer it up. And like you said in your news about, you know, eating together as a family, doing things together
important.
As a family is very important. And so these are opportunities to do that.
Now, Barbara, how long have you been involved in theater productions?
Oh, ever. Forever. Literally. Yes, literally. I started when I was about 3 and a half, you know, that kind of thing. So it's a long time. But to kind of piggyback what Kara was saying, we are community theater.
Mm-hmm.
Community theater is a wonderful, wonderful vehicle because it allows people to leave their 9-to-5 job and wear a different hat, get into a little bit of escapism for themselves and kind of do something. We've got people, you know, I always wanted to do this, and now I'm getting a chance.
Well, see, that's what I just said. And I, you know, my secret desire is to be, I'm a frustrated dancer. It's the only dream and goal I had that I never fulfilled, Barbara. And I always thought, you know, and there's a lot of people who can't do theater full time for a variety of reasons, but I would think that this is a great way of using that talent and giving back to the community.
Absolutely.
Do you have any roles for extra dancers in the production?
It's kind of commitment. Yeah. Hey, anytime. If you can walk and chew gum, you're a dancer. You know, that's the only criteria. But, you know, the time they spend is intense. But it's a short amount of time. We're talking just a couple of months.
Yeah.
So if you can, you know, devote that kind of time. And then you get people that come together, and we're all volunteers. We're all volunteers. We volunteer not only our time. Some people can sew. Some people do lights. Some people can make sets. You know, we are so blessed to have a couple of wonderful engineers that do our sets for us and come up with these amazing things. So it's true community getting together and doing something they love and putting on something that is a wonderful entertainment release and good, wholehearted family entertainment.
Yeah, definitely.
That is one thing our Spotlight Players, which is the name of our group, we strive for that. We try to put on plays that will appeal to the family, and, well, you know, the edgiest we'll get is maybe a studio production, which is a much smaller thing. But in the main, we want people to come in and as Kara said, to be able to get away from all that. The humdrum and the stress and all the things going on in their lives, spend a couple hours laughing, enjoying themselves. And as I always say, if they can go out humming a tune, we've done our job.
Absolutely. Okay, let's give the dates. We have Sunday, September 19th at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. That's the first show.
No, well, the first show is Friday.
Opened, oh, that's right. Wait a minute. Friday. I'm
Friday.
Okay, so Friday.
Right,
you've got this weekend and next weekend. So you've got two weekends back-to-back. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And we do four shows a weekend. We do a Saturday matinee and a Saturday evening, so we can get the kids in and the seniors. Seniors really enjoy the matinees.
Yeah.
And then the Sunday matinee, both weekends, correct.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The best way to get information is the website, spotlightplayersmi.org?
That's right. That's right. Or Village Theater in Canton, either or.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The Village Theater is open. You can stop by and purchase tickets actually there.
Okay. All right.
Right. You can get them there or online and print them out yourself and just walk right in and avoid the box office hassle.
All right. Let me give out those details again. Okay. It starts this Friday, September 17th at 8 o'clock in the evening, then Saturday, 2 o'clock and 8 p.m. Boy, Kira, you are going to be exhausted by the time you come in for the membership.
Okay, don't bring it up.
Shh.
I'm going to live on the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And I'm going to use the...
Hell knows nothing about this, right?
Don't I have something every time we have the membership
you
drive?
Do.
I'm getting married.
I'm wedding.
I'm buying a house. Like, every time we have a membership drive, I have to go and commit myself on the weekends. But, hey, it's the weekend.
That's right. Okay, so Sunday, September 19th at 2 o'clock, and then next Friday, 8 o'clock. Next Saturday, the 25th, 2 p.m. and 8 p.m., and then next Sunday, September 26th at 2 p.m. So let me give out the phone number for the theater in Canton, the Village Theater box office phone number.
Which is a beautiful theater,
I've never
everyone.
Been there.
Oh,
that
my goodness.
It,
oh, you must.
It's a
it
fly
is a
space,
of the
and
art,
oh, it's gorgeous.
State-of-the-art theater, and it's one of those creature comfort, thinking about the audience theaters,
mm-hmm.
where you don't have to get up when people cross in front of you,
mm-hmm.
because there is so much leg room. And, yeah, it's very, very well thought out. Beautiful, beautiful.
Okay, it's
facility.
On Cherry Hill Road, 50400
yes.
Cherry Hill Road, corner of Ridge and Cherry in Canton, and free parking, which is great. Tickets
mm-hmm.
are $18 for adults, $16 for seniors, and $16 for students under 19. And then also the website is spotlightplayersmi.org. The phone number is 734-394-5300. 734-394-5300. If you can't remember any of this, just call Kara at the studio. She'll give you all the details.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Actually, it's also on our website, of course, the community calendar, because I'm sure everyone goes there every day at AveMariaRadio.net.
Right.
Click on the community calendar, check out the next two weekends, and you can see the information there as well.
Well, fun, mm-hmm. and always great to talk about opportunities for families to come and enjoy a good local production and support the community and community theater. Director Barbara Bloom, thank you so much, and Kara Coulter. Hey, Kara, can I put you on the spot and have you close with, like, a little brush up? Your Shakespeare.
You want me to sing Brush Up Your Shakespeare?
Sure. Just
well,
a little bit. We tried to find it online, but we couldn't find
okay.
a really good version. So
okay.
go ahead.
Oh, man, it's like 8:30 in the morning. I can't believe this. Okay. Brush up your Shakespeare. Start quoting him now. Brush up your Shakespeare and the women you will wow.
Yay!
There you go. There's a whole bunch of
good.
There's a whole bunch of verses that I don't know, but they're hilarious. They all incorporate Shakespeare titles. So if you're like a Shakespeare fiend, you're really going to laugh where other people might not even catch it.
Well, I may have you sing the whole song next week during the membership drive.
I'll have to bring the words.
Barbara, thanks, son. Keep up the great
work. Thank you, Teresa. It's been a pleasure.
God bless. Thanks, ladies. And we'll see
Bye.
You at the Canton Big Village Theater coming up this weekend and next weekend. Up next, Steve Ray on the phone with us. Stay tuned.
Do I support abortion or don't I? I could do nothing about my investments, or I could take control of them. Have the team at Faith Investment Services evaluate your investments from a moral perspective, as well as performance. Their area of expertise lies in biblical finance. Their advice has helped many clients remain calm during rocky times, as well as feel good about their investments. Recommendations are screened through the prism of moral principles, so their clients' investments are free from companies that support abortion, homosexuality, and pornography. This is an excellent time to examine your investments with Faith Investment Services. Call them today and get morally directed investment advice. Dial 1-800-529-9434. That's 1-800-529-9434 or visit faithinvestmentservices.com. Securities offered through Next Financial Group Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. Faith Investment Services is not an affiliate of Next Financial Group Incorporated. 48380 Van Dyke, number 100, Shelby Township, Michigan, 48317.
Can't listen 24/7? Go to AveMariaRadio.net and subscribe to the Ave Maria Radio podcast. Listen to your favorite Ave Maria Radio programs or download them to your computer or handheld device. We've been storing Ave Maria Radio programs since 2007. You can even learn how to watch Cresta in the afternoon. Then stay on our website to learn about the great organizations that support Ave Maria Radio. Now you have even more reasons to become a radioactive Catholic by going to AveMariaRadio.net.
Ave Maria Radio is looking for someone who has a dedication to the station's Catholic mission and is flexible in their time to work with us. If you're an experienced board op with good radio sense, confidence, and a willingness to learn traffic and billing, you can help our apostolate thrive. To learn more about this part-time off-microphone position, send your resume to resumes@avemariaradio.net. That's resumes@avemariaradio.net.
I'm the grateful mother of a second grade student at Spiritus Sanctus Academy. I'm thankful because our school is the kind of school that can only be described as a rare treasure. If you want to find a private Catholic K-8 school with a strong academic program centered on Christ and a love for our faith, the Dominican Sisters of Mary, Mother of the Eucharist, and our stellar faculty invite you to come and see our beautiful Plymouth or Ann Arbor school. Join us for daily Mass or visit our website at spiritussanctus.org.
Awake my soul. Don't miss the ECRC Annual Spiritual Awakening Conference 2010 on Friday, September 24th at Mother of God Church in Southfield from 4 to 10. Events include an outdoor Eucharistic procession, adoration and confession, and a live Christian concert featuring Bob Rice. Special keynote speakers are Father Issa, Father Toma, and from Catholic Answers, Chris Stefanik. For more information, please visit ecrc.us. That's ecrc.us.
Welcome back, Catholic Connection, on a sunny Tuesday morning in the Motor City. We have an accident, Southfield. This is, of course, Highway 39. This is right before West Grand River. We have an accident. They're clearing it out right now, but it's still slow in the area. Again, this is the Southfield at West Grand River, so keep that in mind. 696 eastbound after Van Dyke. They had to close the road there due to an accident. That's an update that just came in at about 8:29, about 7 minutes ago, obviously. We reported this accident at the top of the hour, but now they're saying it's closed there. This is 696 eastbound again after Van Dyke. Also, 696 eastbound at Evergreen. We have an accident. The shoulder there is blocked. This is eastbound 696 at Evergreen again. Good news if you're heading to or from Canada via the Blue Water Bridge, the Ambassador Bridge, or the tunnel. No problems there, so keep that in mind. Also, slowdowns as you get into the area of the eastbound and westbound 94 and 696. Lots of construction. Dun, dun. Thing. Jerusalem Jones is with us, our very own Steve Ray. His website, CatholicConvert.com. He's going to be speaking in the Detroit area on the 26th of September for Call to Holiness. Hey, buddy, now you are up in northern Lower Michigan, right? And you are just about to meet with, you did Catholic Answers Live from the Berrigan Broadcasting Studios last night, and then you and Janet are going to go over and do another interview with our good friends up there, correct?
Yeah, they're great guys. And so, we did Catholic Answers Live right from their studio. I put a picture of it up on my Facebook last night. With and by the way, people who want to go on the Facebook, it's my name is Jerusalem Jones. So
there
Facebook at Jerusalem Jones, where I am. But I put a picture up of these guys. They're great guys. They're at Berriga. They've got four stations now, Catholic stations, and they're adding three more. And Jan and I will go over there and do an interview for them in about an hour. And I hear you're going to be doing a keynote speech for them coming up soon.
Yes, and for their spring fundraiser next May. So I'm very excited. They just emailed me yesterday for some information, some bio information, and a photo. So I'm very honored. It's going to be actually in Gaylord, which is right smack in the center of the state, about an hour and a half north of where I went to college, Steve, Mount Pleasant, Michigan. But it's a beautiful resort town of Gaylord. And I think it's a Treetops Resort that we're having. We'll have all the information. But, yeah, they're doing a great job up there, and we just are so grateful to them for carrying Ave Maria programming throughout the northern parts of Michigan.
Yep, the Catholic voice of northern Michigan.
Woo-hoo! I love it up there, too. You're at the Indian River, right?
Indian River. I'm right across the street from the Catholic, the National Shrine of the Cross in the Woods,
which is the
biggest crucifix in the world.
So, so pretty. All right, let's talk about the dinner that's coming up on the 26th. This is for Call to Holiness, correct?
It is. And Call to Holiness, of course, is continuing to trumpet and give the clarion call of the truth and orthodoxy of the Catholic Church, and being a clear clarion call among much confusion and misconceptions and crazy ideas that are floating around out there. So I'm sure glad there are people like Call to Holiness that are still just blaring out the truth so that the world can hear.
You became Catholic many years ago. Was it frustrating for you to see a lot of confusion? I mean, not confusion from the church, because the teachings are very, very clear, but confusion within, church groups in terms of the whole issue of women's ordination and so-called same-sex marriage, the abortion issue. Were you frustrated by that, or is that something that you were used to more or less because of all the breakdown in terms of the number of different Protestant denominations?
I know people, so I was not surprised at all, just disappointed. You know, you can expect something and wish for better. You can be not surprised by things, but always disappointed that it's that way. So when I, in evangelicalism, there's a 35,000 different voices crying in the wilderness, their own message and their own ideas and their own agendas and their own little kingdoms. And so when I came into the Catholic Church, of course, I knew there was one body of Christ, and I knew that we were one church, and it was a visible unity that we had. But the difference that I saw, Teresa, was that in Protestantism, everybody has their own little house. So it's like many countries, with all these little houses, and they're all different families, and they're all eating meals in different houses and arguing and fighting across the street with each other. But in the Catholic Church, we're all still in one house. It's not many houses. It's still one house. And within a family, you have arguments and you have disagreements. And even in my family, as close as we are, there arises a little disagreement here and there, and a little, especially when you have teenagers and 20-year-olds and so on growing up. There's always a few arguments and disagreements and so on, but you stay under one roof and you keep your problems in, so to speak. And in a way, that's what it's like in the Catholic Church. We're all under one roof, but within the family, there's disagreements and there's confusion at times because people may not want to listen to the Papa. And the Papa may stand up at the dinner table and say, this is the way it is. And then people go off in the living room and they argue with what the Papa said. So the Catholic Church is kind of like a big, messy family, and I love being a part of the Catholic Church. But having said that, now that I'm part of this big, messy family, I am going to be one who sticks with what the Papa says, because that's the best way to go. And those who wander off into other rooms, like the living room or the family room, and they start backbiting and plotting against the Father, even though they're still in the family, I'm going to go and oppose them and say, look, we're all one family. We have a Father. God's given us this Father named the Pope in the Church, and he's given us 2,000 years of tradition, and that's what we should stick to. And if you're going to oppose that, then one of two things are going to happen. You're either going to be alienating yourself from the rest of the family and causing problems within the home, or you ought to leave and just go out and join one of the other groups that are already protesting against the Pope and against all the teachings of the Church, and you'd be more than welcome to leave and go out and join them.
So basically what they're calling this is a benefit dinner preparing for their 2011 conference, which is a big conference actually next year in June of 2011. And they're calling your talk, Defending the Faith, Facing the Challengers, which I think is obviously a fantastic topic for you. Are there certain areas that you're going to be highlighting where we see some division among the lay faith? Not, I wouldn't even call them lay faithful, because they're not being faithful to the magisterium, but let's say among the laity who are still pushing for things like women's ordination.
Yeah, I'm still working on what I'm going to say, but between now and then, I'd like to have a chat with you, and I'm also set up a chat with Al Cresta, because I respect both of you tremendously in your ideas of what's going on in the Church today and in these kind of issues. But I'm going to address several of the problems that we're facing, and one of them, of course, is secularism, and I know my focus is going to be on these kind of dissident Catholics within the Church, but I also want to touch on, we have to view it in a bigger perspective too, because we're facing a lot of enemies today, especially when we look at our kids and what's going to be confronting our children and grandchildren in the next now and in the next 20 years. But first of all, secularism and the whole idea that there's no God and that you live for beauty and self and pleasure and money and all of these things. And then second of all, I think Islam is a big danger, mm-hmm. that we're facing today. And I think the world is mainly naive. even though there's so many signs of what Islam really is, people continue to want to treat it as though it's a peaceful religion just like the rest of ours, and there's only a few radicals out there. But in truth, the radicals are the ripe fruit of Islam. They're not aberrations from Islam. And then I want to talk some about, of course, about the issues that we have with other religions out there, Christian religion, but mainly I want to focus on the dissidents within the church, those who say they're Catholic, say we love the church, we love all these things, but we want to change the church. We no longer want it to be a hierarchy. We want it to be a democracy. We no longer want it to be male-run. We want it to be open to everybody. We no longer want to have moral restrictions on us, and we want it to make it open to homosexuals and lesbians and other kind of sexual deviants and activities. So there's so many within that camp. They're kind of... The opposition is kind of in wrapping themselves around a lot of these different groups, and that are opposing the church in so many different areas, whether it's the gay and lesbian lifestyle and marriage, or having women as priests, or making the church into a democracy.
Mm-hmm.
And they, it's called, I think the one banner that you could put all of them under is this, the word progressive. They want to be progressive. Why are we still living in the Middle Ages? Why are we still having...
But you know what, that's not, that word progressive is so misused, because this is not anything new. This push for women's ordination, this push for the whole acceptance of homosexual activity, which is what is deemed immoral in the Catholic Church, not the tendency, or that, you know, the problems that people have with those issues. If the church embraces those who are trying to live a chaste life, we're all called to live chastely, and the Catechism is very clear that it's the actual activity, any activity outside of the marital act itself, in terms of sexuality, is wrong. We're all called to be chaste, and
right.
Sexuality is meant for marriage between a man and a woman. But, you know, in terms of those ideas, those go back thousands of years. It's nothing new. So to call themselves
exactly.
Progressive is really just semantics.
Yeah, it is, and it's like the word gay. It's actually the destruction of a very good word, because when progressives start calling themselves progressive, then it ruins a very good word because it taints it. But you're right, and also they want to do things like eliminate the church's very strong teachings on divorce and remarriage, and allowing everybody to come back to the Lord's Supper. And you know, I looked at the call to action. The kind of the opponent that we're dealing with here, the call to action, and they were, I thought it was very fun and kind of typical. They were saying that for the liturgy at their conference, they're looking for dancers to do liturgical dance during
mm-hmm.
the Mass.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I would sign up for that maybe.
Wait a minute,
really
you can't be dancing at that conference and not dancing when we're in Israel.
Well, that's one way that I could certainly subvert their liturgy, because I'll tell you what, if I tried dancing, everybody would get up and leave. Just like if I tried to get up and sing, everybody would leave. But anyway, these people, I think that when I look at them, there's not a lot of manly men among them, I don't think. And there are, and it seems to me that they're kind of a throwback to almost to the 60s and the 70s. And I can't believe that they really have a big following, because, you know, people today want the truth. They don't want this milquetoast kind of religion. And there are so many, another problem that they're going to have is there are so many people out there in the Protestant world, and like in the Episcopalian churches where they're allowing female priests and homosexual bishops and things, that a lot of the people that want those kind of things, they're just going to leave the Catholic Church, because the Catholic Church is never going to change on those issues. And these people should be smart enough to realize the Catholic Church is not going to change on these things. That these are infallible teachings, most of them, what we're talking about. Most of them are rooted deep in Scripture. Most of them are rooted deep in 2,000 years of tradition and the authoritative teachings of the Church. The Catholic Church is not going to change in this generation nor in the next on these issues. And so a lot of the people are going to wise up, and instead of joining these dissident groups, I think they're going to leave and go join the groups that already do practice this kind of thing.
Well, let me give out the details of the dinner again before we take a quick break. And if you have a question for Steve, 877-573-7825, 877-573-7825. It's Sunday, September 26th at the Burton Manor in Livonia. We want to have Steve on this week because, of course, next week we've got our membership drive. But Steve will be on with me and with Al next week, and we'll also give another plug during the membership drive. But just so you can hear the full interview about what's going on, it's the Benefit Dinner for Call to Holiness, and it's Sunday, September 26th. But the deadline line for reservation is this Friday, which is Friday, September 17th. Here's the phone number for more information. It's 313-451-4659 or 313-451-HOLY, the website calltoholiness.com. More with Steve Ray on a Tuesday morning edition of Catholic Connection when we come back. Stay tuned.
Imagine getting a crown in just one visit. At Hemp Family Dentistry, you can. Porcelain crowns are made in the office, eliminating the need for goopy impressions and wearing a temporary tooth for weeks. This service is at no additional cost, and the crowns are translucent, just like your natural teeth. People will only notice your great smile. Save time and reduce discomfort at Hemp Family Dentistry in Livonia.
This is Dr. Rebecca Hemp. Call us at 734-421-0121.
Mention this ad for $100 off a new crown.
If you're searching for a special antique, old treasure, collectible, or something that will bring back a memory from the past, don't miss the Ann Arbor Antiques Market Saturday and Sunday, September 18th and 19th. The Ann Arbor Antiques Market is one of the largest and regularly scheduled antique shows in the country, featuring hundreds of dealers displaying furniture, pottery, books, art, and antiques of every description. Each show features newly acquired merchandise, and since the dealers are undercover, the show goes on, rain or shine. Delivery service is available, and there's plenty of food for the whole family to enjoy. The Ann Arbor Antiques Market is open Saturday the 18th from 8 to 4 and Sunday the 19th from 9 to 4. Located on the Washtenaw Farms Council Grounds, exit 175 off I-94, then south 3 miles. Admission is only $6, and there's plenty of parking. All proceeds will go to students at Father Gabriel Richard High School. The Ann Arbor Antiques Market, celebrating 42 years of great antiques. The Pi Missionaries are an institute of Catholic priests and brothers who dedicate their lives to the mission among non-Christians in 17 countries. They're creative in their missionary presence, proclaiming the gospel and promoting understanding among religions and cultures. Pi has had a presence in Southeast Michigan for over 60 years. From their headquarters in Detroit, they collaborate with the Archdiocese in serving the local church, expressing their missionary spirit. You can learn more about the Pi Missionaries at pimeusa.org or look for them on Facebook.
Sunday, September 26th, be there at 3 p.m. Burton Manor in Livonia. That's on Schoolcraft Road. Keynote speaker for the Call to Holiness Benefit Dinner, preparing for the big 2011 conferences. Our very own Jerusalem Jones is on the phone with us this morning, talking to us from beautiful northern Lower Michigan, right across the street from the big studios of Berger Broadcasting. Steve Ray, defending the faith, facing the challengers. That will be the topic of his presentation. Again, it is Sunday, September 26th at the Burton Manor in Livonia, and you only have until Friday to register. So here's the phone number again, 313-451-HOLY or 313-451-4659. Now, the big thing next year is going to be the Call to Holiness is going to be having their conference at the same time this group called the American Catholic Conference is having theirs at the Rensen. And if you go to the website, it looks, very warm and fuzzy, talking about a lot of different social justice issues. But if you dig a little bit more deeply, you can find out, as you said, that many of these groups are very, very interested in promoting the ordination of women, talking about, accepting homosexuals into the priesthood, and also the whole situation about so-called same-sex marriage. So the agenda may not be very obvious on the website itself, but you have to know the background of these various groups. Very destructive. To me, very destructive.
Yeah, and in the first three sentences, when they use the word progressive, in the first three sentences, you know what their point is, and you know somebody's not a very good writer because you don't use the same word three times in three sentences.
Yeah. Well, I just, I wonder what is it? Is it just the human nature and the arrogance in terms of not letting go? You have a very good point in terms of the church is not going to change on these issues. John Paul II made it clear. He had several documents regarding the male priesthood, as did Pope Paul VI in terms of the life issues and in terms of marriage. The Pope again reiterating marriage as between one man and a woman. A beautiful, beautiful statement, which I'm going to share in the National Hour, some articles that are on EWTNnews.com and Zenit. This is, that the church can, this is not something the Pope can come in and say, okay, I don't like this, I don't like that. He is the keeper of the keys, and he has to, hold steadfast to these time, proved truths that have been handed down for centuries. What is it in that personality, and maybe this is a question you and I should be asking as psychologists, where they just insist that they are right and they are going to change? It's such a denial of reality.
Yeah, well, first about a pope and his ability to change things. Some people say, you're the head of the company, you're the pope, you can do what you want, so just change this.
But yeah, but look at it like where everybody thinks that everybody has to operate as a democracy. You know, but even right. in this country, we're not a full democracy. We're a republic.
No, we're
they
a
forget
representative.
That. Yeah.
We're right. a representative republic. And the church is a hierarchy. That's different. It's a kingdom. It's not a democracy. Jesus never promised us the democracy of God. He promised us the kingdom of God. And one of the problems is we threw the kings and queens and hierarchies out of here 250 years ago. And when we did that and set up our democracy of the people, for the people, and by the people, that's all we understand now. We even have lost the language of kingdoms and understanding mm-hmm. them. But we were promised the kingdom of God, which means a hierarchy. Hierarchy is not a scary word like it can sound to some people. It just means government of the holy. Higher is holy. Archy is government. It's a government of holy men. And that's what a hierarchy is. And the Pope is not able to just change anything. He is a servant. He is not a king. He represents the king, but he is a servant of the king, and he has to implement what the king requires of him. And each pope actually has less freedom and ability than the pope that preceded him. For example, every time a pope is a pope, and you've gone through centuries of popes, they define doctrines, they teach things, the pope that follows them is bound by what was taught before. He is, it's like in a way a court is bound by the decisions that were made before it. You have to look at precedent. So a pope today has actually less ability to change and to manipulate things than his predecessor, because he is bound by all of the teaching and instruction and the laws of the church that preceded him. So you can't just say to the pope, change this. The Pope can't change this. The Pope is in a position where he has to retain the tradition and the teaching of the Church, not change it. And no Pope ever has. That's the beauty of the Catholic Church.
So why do you think they hold on to these things? I mean, a lot of these people have degrees, and they're not stupid. They're educated. I mean, and then they've been, you know, they've gone through seminary, many of them. They still say that this is possible. What are they looking at?
Well, the problem is that many of these have been secularized. They still have religious sentiments. They talk in their article there, I read it, about spirituality. They want to have a spirituality, but they don't want to have a government involved in it.
Yeah, sounds like it goes all the way back to original sin. Steve, thanks. We have to break for the satellite heart out. 313-451-HOLY is the number, and we'll talk with Steve next week during the membership
drive. Catholic Connection is brought to you in part by CatholicBusinessPages.com, building community one business at a time. CatholicBusinessPages.com.
Would you like a copy of this program? If you miss a part of this program or want to hear it again, Ave Maria programming can be made yours when you order. Just call 734-930-4506. Within a few weeks, you'll receive a copy of this show and any others you want to order on CD. Call 734-930-4506.
Hi, I'm Pete Bagusinski, CEO of Catholic Parishes Federal Credit Union, and I'm here with Rob Greck from Michigan Catholic Credit Union. We'd like to tell you how you can save money when financing a car loan.
That's right, Pete. Credit unions are leading the way in financing, and that's good for our members and good for our economy. Together, our two credit unions have helped thousands of Catholics save money on their car loans. We offer great service, and our annual percentage rate is as low as 3.99%.
If you've already financed someplace else, chances are we can put money back in your pocket when you refinance with us.
Isn't it time you joined a Catholic credit union? We support Catholic parishes, Catholic schools, and Catholic organizations. Does your bank do that for you? For more information, call Michigan Catholic Credit Union at 866-669-6228.
Or Catholic Parishes Federal Credit Union at 734-432-0212. Because if you're Catholic, it's where you belong.
NCUA insured and an equal housing lender.
Weingarts! Weingarts! Everything from lawn to snow!
Stop by Weingarts during our back-to-school sale and check out our massive inventory of outdoor equipment, from walk-behind mowers, lawn and garden tractors, and zero-turn riders to chainsaws, generators, and snowblowers. Weingarts has it all on sale now, from the quality brands you trust, like John Deere, Cub Cadet, Steel,